Psalms Week 4, Day 3, The Passion of the Cross. Passion means suffering of the cross. Psalm 22, To the Victor, upon the Ayaleth HaShachar. That means Doe of the Dawn. A Psalm of David. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou far from my salvation, from the words of my roaring? My God, I call by day, but thou answerest not, and by night, but there is no stillness for me. But thou art holy, O thou who dwellest in the praises of Israel. In thee did our fathers trust. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. To thee they cried, and they escaped. In thee they trusted, and were not ashamed. But I am a worm, and not a man, a reproach of man, and despised of the people. All they who see me deride me. They open up the lips, they wag the head. He committed himself to Jehovah, let him deliver him. Let him rescue him if he delights in him. For thou art he who brought me out from the belly. Thou didst make me to trust when I was on my mother's breasts. On thee was I cast from the womb. From my mother's belly, my God art thou. Be not far from me, for adversity is near, for there is none to help. Many bullocks have surrounded me. Bulls of Bashan have closed around me. They open wide their mouth against me, as a lion tearing and roaring. I am spilled out as water, and all my bones are separated. My heart is as wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My power is dried up as a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. And thou hast set me on the dust of death. For dogs have surrounded me, the congregation of evildoers have encircled me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can number all my bones. They look, they see into me. They part my garments among them, and upon my clothing they cause the lot to fall. But thou, be not far, O Jehovah, my power, hurry to my help. Rescue my soul from the sword, my only one from the hand of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the unicorns. Answer me. I will recount thy name to my brothers. In the midst of the assembly will I praise thee. You who fear Jehovah, praise him. All you seed of Jacob, glorify him, and be afraid of him, all you seed of Israel. For he has not despised nor detested the affliction of the afflicted one, neither has he hidden his face from him. And when he cried out to him, he heard. Of thee shall be my praise in the great assembly. I will pay my vows in the presence of those who fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise Jehovah who inquire after him. Let your heart live forever. For the kingdom is Jehovah's, and he is the ruler among the nations. They shall come and tell his justice unto a people that shall be born, that he has done it. So explaining the spiritual sense of this psalm, that it begins with a general topic of the Lord's passion of the cross, prayer to the Father that he be not forsaken, and then a second topic is the rejection of the Lord by the church, seeing that he was more despised than all others. that he was the Father's from conception, that those who are of the church where the word is have condemned him to death, that they have crucified him, that they have divided his garments or dissipated the truths of his word. Supplication that he may not be forsaken. And then another topic, a new church in place of the former. A church will come into existence from this, that the Lord was assisted by the Father, and he endured the temptation by power from his divine. Through this, there will be a church that will be gathered together from all parts, and it will worship him. And now explaining the words, "Thou art he who brought me out from the belly," as rebirth, and hence the church, are signified by going forth from the womb. Therefore, the Lord is called in the word, he who forms from the womb, he who brings forth from the womb. And those who are regenerated and made a church are said to be carried from the womb, as in the Psalms of David, Yehovah, who brought me forth from the womb. Questions and comments. Number one, how many references do you see in this psalm to the Lord's crucifixion story and the events surrounding it? Number two, are there parts of this psalm that you can relate to more than others?